Our week one coaches shows continue here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Tadman, joined by Eric Detweiler. He is the head coach at Axtell as they get set for their week one matchup against Wheatland Grinnell. Our coaches show is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch. Coach, appreciate the time. Of course, you reached a state championship game in 2019 and then, of course, a strong season a year ago, winning seven games before running into the eventual state champion in Hanover in the playoffs. Obviously, plenty of success there. What's the transition been like from 2020 here to 2021?
It's been really well. Every year, it seems like your team has kind of got to find its own identity with, graduating seniors and such. I thought our kids had done a great job. It seems like with COVID, we've kind of surpassed that a little bit. I know it's kind of flaring up a little bit, but, it's kind of in the rearview mirror for us. We're, taking each day, just a day at a time and transitioning to the new season, which seems like it always jumps right upon you faster than we know it. We're looking forward to Friday night's game against Wheatland.
Well, let's take a look at what you guys are going to be producing offensively. I mean, obviously last year, plenty of great points there, 44 points per game, about 330 yards of offense. Your all-state, all-league quarterback, your son, Isaac Detweiler, of course, good size, a near 2,000-yard passer, 31 touchdowns last season. Where he is right now, where's the biggest difference or the biggest development you've seen maybe from last year to this year to lead the offense?
He's got a lot of confidence going into this season. It seems like he's, maturing every year and every game. And he kind of got his feet wet a little bit, his freshman year playing in that state championship game. So it seems like, all the games that he's played in, he's confident. And, I think it's going on with the rest of the team. I think a lot of the team looks up forward to him and uses him for confidence and what to do for leadership on the field and such. So, it seems like he's doing a good job of leading us, in the right direction on offense and defense and, kind of commands the huddle. And I think the rest of the kids are looking forward to, what he has to bring and with the rest of the players as well.
Well, we can talk about stats and points and everything with the offense, but obviously it starts up front. You got a few key returning guys on the offensive line, and that's really where the offense gets its motion and going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one thing that we kind of struggled a little bit last year was our offensive line, but returned two starters and a third that played a lot of valuable minutes last year. So it's three guys that have a lot of experience under their belt. I'm looking forward to them guys take a step forward and hopefully make our offense even better. Every game and I'd like to run the football a little bit more and hopefully we can do that with these guys.
The Axtell Coaches Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network is powered by Blue Valley Technologies and State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch. Let's switch sides of the ball and take a look at the defense. And just like the offensive line, the defensive line going to be anchored mainly by those guys who play up front offensively. So again, good size when you kind of flip the switch there to the defense. Where have you seen the strides and improvements made on that side?
Well, just like you said, I'd like our defensive line to take a big step forward this year. We got some kids that I thought have matured and growed, and got stronger in the weight room. Our front three, Owen Strothman and Grant Bussing and Sawyer Dieters are, pretty big kids that, we're hoping they can play both directions for us. So, we've been working at getting them shape and practice that they can play, both sides of the ball and be effective on both sides of the ball as well. So, I'd like those guys to step up. And at the same time, we got, our backfield defensively is led by a lot of younger guys other than Isaac and a lot of kids that, don't have a lot of playing time at the varsity level. And so, I'd like those kids to step up. And some of those guys are freshmen that will be playing against seniors. So it'd be interesting to see how those guys, step up from the eighth grade level and compete at the varsity level.
You mentioned your son, Isaac. Of course, he's kind of made that back and forth switch from safety to linebacker. Is he going to be in the middle of that defense? Is linebacker the spot for him this year?
We're probably honestly playing at both, depending upon what defense we're in. If we're in a two-man or a three-man front, he's experienced enough that he can play both positions, but he definitely needs to be the leader on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of times our defense has got moving parts and needs to get guys in the right spot, to be effective on defense. So, to answer your question, I think he'll be on both sides of both spots on the defensive side of the ball and just hopefully leading the other guys in the right direction.
We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll take a look at the matchup between Axtell and Wheatland Grinnell coming up on Friday right after this. Our Axtell Coaches Show continues, powered by Blue Valley Technologies and State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch. Eric Detweiler joining us as we preview the matchup with Wheatland Grinnell coming up on Friday night. Take a look at an early scouting report on them. You know, what are some challenges that they're going to present to you guys on Friday?
Well, you know, Wheatland Grinnell, obviously, you know, we see this ranked fifth, you know, in eight-man Division II, and that was quite a bit of returning talent. Their quarterback is the coach's son. He's a senior. And then also their favorite receiver is also the coach's son. So their brothers, one's a junior, one's a senior. And obviously they, you know, have an edge over, you know, the other teams where those guys probably talk more than normal being in the same household all day long. But, you know, that being said, their running back comes back. He's an all-state running back, Isaac Mendez. And you know, they got a lot of returning talent, and, you know, there's a reason they're probably preseason ranked number fifth in the state. And you know, they just seems like they have grown and matured. They got better as the season went on last year. And you know, I watching the film, what we have on them is, you know, they are a pretty talented team up front and in the backfield as well. So we're going to have to play well Friday night, you know, if we want to be successful.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, what are going to be some of the big keys to the matchup to get the win this week?
Well, you know, I think we're, you know, going to be playing quite a few younger kids, and I think we need to play with confidence and you know, execute offensively. I think, you know, with the younger kids, it just seems like they make a lot of mistakes, and I think that's one of the best part about the Jamboree is you kind of get to go over some of those things and fix those. So, you know, I think, number one, we just need to play with confidence and execute, you know, on the offensive side of the ball.
Ninth-year head coach Eric Detweiler joining us, leading Axtell into the 2021 season after 7 wins a year ago. The campaign starts on Friday against Wheatland Grinnell, and our coaches show is powered by Blue Valley Technologies and State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch. Coach, appreciate it very much. It's going to be a lot of fun watching you guys this year. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me on.